Hello, everybody. This is DJGo, my DJ name. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm subbing for Mr. Shoes, so if you listen to his station or his channel, I don't really know what his show name is. It wasn't on the email. But you get to listen to me instead. Hooray! I've got some Thanksgiving classics that we're going to play. It's played on the radio station back in my home all the time, Alice's Restaurant. It's about 20 minutes long. Sit back, relax, listen to this great thing. But yeah, let's get it on.
This song's called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant. That's just the name of the song. And that's why I call the song Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Now it all started two Thanksgivings ago. It was on 2 years ago on Thanksgiving when my friend and I went up to visit Alice at the restaurant. But Alice doesn't live in the restaurant. She lives in the church nearby the restaurant in the bell tower with her husband Ray and Facha the dog. And living in the bell tower like that, they got a lot of room downstairs where the pews used to be. And having all that room, seeing as how they took out all the pews, they decided that they didn't have to take out their garbage for a long time. We got up there, we found all the garbage in there, and we decided it'd be a friendly gesture for us to take the garbage down to the city dump. So we took the half a ton of garbage, put it in the back of a red VW microbus, took shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, and headed on toward the city dump. Well, we got there and there's a big sign and a chain across the dump saying closed on Thanksgiving. And we had never heard of a dump closed on Thanksgiving before. And with tears in our eyes, we drove off into the sunset looking for another place to put the garbage. We didn't find one till we came to a side road. And off the side of the side road was another 15-foot cliff. And at the bottom of the cliff was another pile of garbage. And we decided that one big pile's better than two little piles, and rather than bring that one up, we decided to throw ours down. And that's what we did. Drove back to the church, had a Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, went to sleep and didn't get up until the next morning when we got a phone call from Officer Obie. Said, "Kid, we found your name on an envelope at the bottom of a half a ton of garbage, and wanted to know if you had any information about it." And I said, "Yes, sir, Officer Obie, cannot tell a lie. I put that envelope under that garbage." After speaking to Obie for about 45 minutes on the telephone, we finally arrived at the truth of the matter and said that we had to go down and pick up the garbage, and also had to go down and speak to him at the police officer station. So we got in the red VW microbus with the shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, headed on toward the police officer station. Now, friends, there was only one or two things that Obie could have done at the police station, and the first was that he could have given us a medal for being so brave and honest on the telephone, which wasn't very likely, and we didn't expect it. Another thing was that he could have bawled us out and told us never to be seen driving garbage around the vicinity again, which is what we expected. But when we got to the police officer station, there was a third possibility that we hadn't even counted upon, and we was both immediately arrested, handcuffed. And I said, "Obie, I don't think I can pick up the garbage with these handcuffs on." He said, "Shut up, kid. in the back of the patrol car, and that's what we did. Sat in the back of the patrol car and drove to the quote scene of the crime, unquote. I want to tell you about the town of Stockbridge, Massachusetts, where this happened. Here they got 3 stop signs, 2 police officers and 1 police car. But when we got to the scene of the crime, there was 5 police officers and 3 police cars, being the biggest crime of the last 50 years. And everybody wanted to get in the newspaper story about it. And they was using up all kinds of cop equipment that they had hanging around the police officer station. They was taking plaster, tire track, footprints, dog smelling prints, and they took 27 8x10 color glossy photographs with circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. Took pictures of the approach, the getaway, the northwest corner, the southwest corner, and that's not to mention the aerial photography. After the ordeal, we went back to the jail. Obi said he was gonna put us in the cell. Said, kid, I'm gonna put you in the cell. I want your wallet and your belt. And I said, Obi, I can understand you want my wallet so I don't have any money to spend in the cell, but what do you want my belt for? And it said, kid, we don't want any hangings. Said, Obi, did you think I was gonna hang myself for littering? Obi said he was making sure, and friends Obi was, cause he took out the toilet seat so I couldn't hit myself over the head and drown. And he took out the toilet paper so I couldn't bend the bars, roll the toilet paper out the window, slide down the roll and have an escape. Obi was making sure, and it was about 4 or 5 hours later that Alice, remember Alice? It's a song about Alice. Alice came by and with a few nasty words to Obi on the side, bailed us out of jail. We went back to the church, had another Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, and didn't get up until the next morning when we all had to go to court. We walked in, sat down. Obi came in with the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back each one. Sat down. Man came in, said, all rise. We all stood up, and Obi stood up with the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures. And the judge walked in, sat down with the CNI dog, and he sat down. We sat down. Obi looked at the CNI dog. And then the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and looked at the CNI dog. And then the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and began to cry, cause Obi came to the realization that it was a typical case of American blind justice and there wasn't nothing he could do about it. And the judge wasn't gonna look at the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. And we was fined $50 and had to pick up the garbage in the snow, but that's not what I came to tell you about. Came to talk about the draft. We got a building down New York City, it's called Whitehall Street, where you walk in and you get injected, inspected, detected, infected, neglected, and selected. I went down to get my physical examination one day, and I walked in, I sat down, got good and drunk the night before, so I looked and felt my best when I went in that morning. Cause I wanted to look like the all-American kid from New York City. Man, I wanted to feel like the I wanted to be the all-American kid from New York. And I walked in, sat down, I was hung down, brung down, hung up, and all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things. And I walked in, I sat down, they gave me a piece of paper, said, kid, see the psychiatrist, room 604. And I went up there, I said, shrink, I want to kill. And I want to kill. I want to see blood and gore and guts and veins in my teeth. Eat dead, burnt bodies. I mean, kill. And I started jumping up and down, yelling, kill. And it started jumping up and down with me, and we was both jumping up and down, yelling, kill. And the sergeant came over, pinned the medal on me, set me down the hall, said, you're our boy. And you feel too good about it, huh? proceeded on down the hall, getting more injections, inspections, detections, neglections, and all kinds of stuff that they was doing to me at the thing there. And I was there for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. I was there for a long time, going through all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things, and I was just having a tough time there. And they was inspecting, injecting every single part of me, and they was leaving no part untouched. Proceeded through, and I went, finally came to see the very last man. I walked in, sat down after a whole big thing there, and I walked up and said, "What do you want?" He said, "Kid, we only got one question. Have you ever been arrested?" I proceeded to tell him the story of Alice's restaurant, Massacree, with full orchestration and five-part harmony and stuff like that, and then all the phenomena stopped me right there and said, "Kid, did you ever go to court?" I proceeded to tell him the story of the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one. It stopped me right there and said, "Kid, I want you to go over and sit down on that bench that says Group W. Now, kid." And I walked over to the bench there, and there's Group W is where they put you if you may not be moral enough to join the army after committing your special crime. And there was all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly-looking people on the bench. There's mother rapers, father stabbers, father rapers. Father rapers sitting right there on the bench next to me, and one, he was mean and nasty and ugly and horrible and crime-fighting guys are sitting there on the bench. And the meanest, ugliest, nastiest one, the meanest father raper of them all, was coming over to me, and he was mean and ugly and nasty and horrible and all kinds of things. And he sat down next to me and said, "Kid, what'd you get?" I said, "I didn't get nothing. I had to pay $50 and pick up the garbage." He said, "What were you arrested for, kid?" And I said, "Littering." And they all moved away from me on the bench there, and they carry eyeballing all kinds of mean, nasty things, till I said, "And creating a nuisance." And they all came back, shook my hand, and we had a great time on the bench talking about crime, mother stabbing, father raping, all kinds of groovy things that we was talking about on the bench. And everything was fine, we were smoking cigarettes and all kinds of things, until the sergeant came over, had some paper in his hand, held it up and said, "Kids, this piece of paper's got 47 words, 37 sentences, 58 words. We want to know details of the crime, time, crime, and else kind of thing. You got to say, pretend to about the crime. Want to know the rest of the officer's name, and else kind of thing. You got to say, and talk for 45 minutes, and nobody understood a word that he said. But we had fun filling out the forms and playing with the pencils on the bench there. I filled out the Massacree with the four-part harmony and wrote it down there just like it was, and everything was fine. And I put down a pencil and I turned over the piece of paper, and there on the other side, in the middle of the other side, away from everything else on the other side, in parentheses, capital letters, quotated, read the following words: "Kid, you rehabilitated yourself." I went over to the sergeant and said, "Sergeant, you've got a lot of damn gall to ask me if I've rehabilitated myself. I'm sitting here on the bench. I mean, I'm sitting here on the Group W bench, 'cause you want to know if I'm moral enough to join the army, burn women, kids, houses, and villages after being a litter bug." He looked at me and said, "Kid, we don't like your kind. And we're gonna send your fingerprints off to Washington and friends. Somewhere in Washington, enshrined in some little folders, a study in black and white of my fingerprints. And the only reason I'm singing you the song now is 'cause you may know somebody in a similar situation. Or you may be in a similar situation. And if you're in a situation like that, there's only one thing you can do, is walk into the shrink wherever you are. Just walk in, say, shrink. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant and walk out. You know, if one person, just one person does it, they may think he's really sick and they won't take him. And if two people do it in harmony, they think they both, and it won't take either of them. And if three people do it, can you imagine three people walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out? They may think it's an organization. And can you imagine 50 people a day? I said 50 people a day walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, walking out. And friends, they may think it's a movement. And that's what it is. The Alice's restaurant anti-massacre creed movement. And all you gotta do to join is to sing it the next time it comes around on the guitar with feeling. So we'll wait till it comes around on the guitar here. Sing it when it does. Here it comes. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. That was horrible. You want to end warning stuff, you gotta sing loud. You could put a lot. I've been singing the song now for 25 minutes. I could sing it for another 25 minutes. I'm not proud. Or tired. So we'll wait till it comes around again. This time with four-part harmony and feeling. We're just waiting for it to come around is what we're doing. Anything you want at Alice's restaurant. So walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. At Alice's
So that's that. That's a tradition that I had back in my family. Probably many of you guys listening have that tradition as well. I know some people have heard that for the first time. They were texting me about it throughout the whole song. Yeah, it's pretty great. Keep listening to it every Thanksgiving. It's 20 minutes, but it's 20 minutes well spent. It's really wacky story, but maybe you're in a similar situation, like he says. Right now we've got our PSA. I'm going to wing this one, and it was a suggestion from my father. Don't feed your dog turkey bones. It's not like on TV they eat bones, yeah, but turkey bones are like sharp and they are thin, and big dogs or small dogs will choke on them. And when animals choke, they don't have like people to do Heimlichs on them. They just like, they choke, and it doesn't end very well. So don't give them turkey bones. Just give them regular bones. Give them maybe a treat or something, because it's Thanksgiving and your dog should eat well too. But don't give them turkey bones and think you're doing them good because it's filled with turkey grease that they might like or has bits of meat that they might like. Just give them some of the meat. Reject the bones. You don't want a bone, a turkey bone, in your meat, so don't give it to your dog. Here on campus, right now, everyone's gone for Thanksgiving. I hope they're all enjoying themselves. If any of you guys are listening from my floor, love you guys, miss you guys a lot. And this one goes out to you. If you've listened to my other show, you've probably heard me play the song before, but it's called Old Friends, and it's about missing your old friends. So here we go.
I live 17 floors up, and when it rains, I can feel those drops in my window pane. Lets me know that I'm still here. When the sun comes out, I will go outside. When it breaks through clouds, I will give a smile. Lets me know that I'm still here. Sometimes I want to run away, run away, to find good times again, to find all my old friends. Times to set good times, find my friends again. I said I wanna have good times, good, good times, find my friends again, and good times, I said good times, find my friends again. I said I wanna have good times, good, good times, find my friends again, and I can see this city through my watered eyes. Lets me know that I'm still here. When my eyes clear up, I will go outside. I'll imagine you're still by my side. Lets me know that I'm still here. Sometimes I want to run away, run away, to find good times again, to find all my old friends.
That was Old Friends by Half an Orange featuring Blonde Maze. It's a really good song. It's featured on 4 albums. I didn't know that, but it's on the album of just the single because it was produced as a single. And then it was included on EP by Half an Orange called Mostly We Grow Part 1. And then it was included on the Instinct album by Monster Cat of Volume 2 or 3, I think. 2. And then also, it was included on the Best of Monster Cat for 2018. I think it took 38th out of 40. They included 40 out of the 200 songs that they released that year, 250, and it got 38th on that. So that's featured on 4 albums, which is kind of impressive, and it's a really great song. I've been really into these kind of like songs with these smooth grooves, and sometimes they're a little bit sadder, I guess, but mostly I just really like the beats and the slow grooves and just really nice things. This next song isn't like that at all. I'm very sorry, but it's still got a really nice groove to it, but it's not as slow. It's a little bit more intense. It's called Soda by Pixel Terror, and it's really Elijah. That's his singing name with no spaces. It's pretty fun. I think you guys will like it.
don't want that, no. Even when I'm falling back to someone, I don't want to love. I don't want that, no. Even when I'm falling back in your arms. I don't want that.
That was Soda by Pixel Terror featuring It's Really Elijah. It is Thanksgiving today, and I'm thankful for my brother. He may or may not be listening. I told him not to hijack my audio streaming software because we share an account on that, but I don't know if he's listening or not. If he is, hey Dalton, really thankful for you, and I'm thankful that we like this song together because of the movie that it's in, and also just because it's a legendary song. Not very many people appreciate it for what it's worth as probably the greatest song ever made in history. So here comes Dancing in the Moonlight by King Harvest.
We get it almost every night, and when that moon gets a every border was dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody here is out of sight. But they don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alight. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and right. It's such a fine, a natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody's
dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and right. It's such a fine, a natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody's
dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and right. It's such a fine, a natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody's
dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and right. It's such a fine, a natural sight.
All right. That was Dancing in the Moonlight by King Harvest. Apparently Top Loader did a cover of it, and I don't know, if you like that song, I'm sorry, but they ruined it, man. I listened to it today, and I was listening, and because I saw that when you look up Dancing in the Moonlight, Top Loader is the first version that shows up, probably because it was more popular coming out in 2001 with this current generation, I suppose. But it honestly just doesn't sound anywhere near as clean, and the like fantastic riff that goes throughout that entire song is not in it. It's like this weird edited chopped version of it, and it sounds so bad, and it's really unfortunate. Really not thankful for Top Loader for that. Moving on, we've got this song called Better Not by Louis the Child, and are featuring Wafia, like Mafia but with a W. This was playing while I was hanging out with some friends before they all left for Thanksgiving. It was a really fun time. We watched Spaceballs on someone's ceiling using a projector, and we all just lied down and ate Skittles that were zombie flavored. So like every once in a while, one of them tasted like dust or like licking the inside of a vacuum cleaner. It was really, really traumatizing actually, but it was a really fun time. We just stayed up till 4 because some of them had to leave at 4 and didn't feel comfortable falling asleep and waking up in time. It was really great. So Ryan, Sydney, Alex, Issa, none of you guys are listening, but really appreciate you guys. Can't wait for you guys to come back. Here is a song that was playing while we were hanging out.
Stay in it, but he's better than anyone else.
All right. Up next, we've got a song by Grant featuring Jesse Mason. These two kids went to college together, and Grant is a very successful music producer who goes to USC. Yeah. And sorry, I'm from Wisconsin, so like everything's UW, but USC. And like no one knows that Grant at college is Grant online on music production, except the singer like figured out that he did music and was like, hey, can we do a song together? And it just sounds really great. I remember I was really big into Grant when he was first releasing music, and it was pretty cool. Every time he came out with something, it was very unique and interesting. And back when I didn't have Wi-Fi at my mom's house, I would go to Starbucks and order the cheapest thing on the menu, which is a small strawberry acai refresher, and just use their Wi-Fi for like multiple hours, like basically until they closed after school. And it was maybe not the greatest thing for my health or my wallet, but whatever. Are We Still Young is the song that I'm about to play that came out while I was at that Starbucks, and I listened to it and I was literally like just sitting in my seat bopping to it, like dancing around, and like it was just so cool. And the lyric video online is super cool. You can find it on, I believe, the Monster Cat channel, not on Grant's channel. But here it is, Are We Still Young by Grant and Jesse Mason. Really great. That was Are We Still Young? I think it's a really great song, and so does so many other people. It won second place of the top songs of 2017, released by the same label, Monster Cat. I listened to a lot of that label, don't judge me. It's great, go check it out. But they have really heavy stuff, and they have really smooth stuff. That was a little bit of a mix. Grant is very interesting, has a lot of these like vocally sound design things where it like sounds like it could be a vocal, but it's totally not. It's just like him filtering over a regular sine wave, like super wacky, and it's really cool. I've actually looked into like some sound design on how he makes it and tried it, and it's very difficult. Very good example of like people who think, oh, computer music is you press three buttons and you have the thing and anyone can do it. Like, just listen to Grant and like watch how he makes his songs. It's insane how much work he puts into it. It's really cool. Next we've got Open Spaces by Just a Gent featuring Nev. Nev's got a great voice. Just a Gent has really great grooves. I've seen him live. He's amazing. And Open Spaces reminds me of all the open spaces that are the dormitories of my room, or of my hall, I should say. It's just me and Jesse and Ramona on my floor. So shout out to you guys if you're listening. Oh, there we go. Sorry for the really sudden burst. I forgot to turn the channel on, but I slid the slider up. Hey, I'm here. That was Open Spaces by Just a Gent and Nev. Next, we've got Wish by Cloud Nun. Cloud Nun started making music. Well, I don't know when he started, but he started releasing music maybe even this year. And no, it was definitely last year, because Nevermind, he is, yeah, Nevermind, last year at least. And he's really been going places. He did his first live show the other day. It's really impressive. He's really great. He's got some super, super smooth stuff coming out. So I hope you guys enjoy it. This is Wish by Cloud Nun. So smooth. I love that song so much. It like recently came out, I think maybe even this week, and I think it's just a really great song, really smooth. He did live vocals for that at his song, or at his show, his first show, and it was really sick, actually. I think, I don't know, he's got such a cool mask too. It's like a white mask, and it has like little slits for the eyes, and then they have like rainbows dripping down from them, like neon rainbows. And it's a very interesting contrast between, like, this, like, white darkness that he, because he wears a hoodie and stuff, and he's, like, Cloud Nun, and a lot of his beats are, like, slow and kind of sad. But then he saw these, like, rainbows coming out of his face. I don't really know. It's, yeah, never mind. We're gonna let that one go for a bit. Next, we've got Forward by Dumu, featuring a singer, Emiya, E-M-I-A, and the E has a carrot thing over it. I don't really know how I'm supposed to pronounce that, but yeah, there you go. Forward, just like this station. We're pushing forward into the new year. Yeah. All right, that was Forward by Dumu and Emiya. Yeah, really great song. Dumu is a really great guy too. He's got some really nice grooves on a lot of his songs. Like pretty much all of his songs are these really like semi-slow but also really like dramatic sounds. It's really cool, really fun. He has a remix of one of Drew Lu's songs, one of my favorite groups ever, and it's called Weird Machine. And like on his story while he was remixing it, he's like, hey, this is what I have. And it was just like him saying Weird Machine over and over, but like in different tunes. And then everyone was like, what's going on? And then he released it and it was completely different. And he was kind of just messing with everyone. It was pretty great, pretty fun. Anyway, I have to go in about 2.5 minutes. So this will probably be the last song, and the other DJ coming in, if there is one, will transition out of it. But you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and I'm DJGo subbing for Mr. Shoes on his show. Thank you for listening. Here is Hole by Chime and Adam Tell. You know what? Actually, before I play it, I just want to say, this song is about like getting a move on with your life and not just standing still in one place. And I really like it. I think it's really great. It's kind of been my go-to song at campus to keep on going out and trying new things. And I really want to thank people who have helped me do that, like Stefan helping me go to Fall Gala, Dana helping me go to parties when I'd rather stay inside. The parties have been really fun, and it's been a really great time. I've really been enjoying my experience. Thank you, you guys.